You are so magnificent, and you are so wondrous indeed. Now we know that was a bit of a departure from the kinds of things that we have been doing, and yet not really. It was a little different, a journey. We have gone forward in time before, that is, in dimensions. We have visited Mother Gaia. We have visited, we have had a homecoming. And now we have gone backwards in time. Don't ever let anyone tell you that it cannot be done, because you just did. So relax and enjoy. Breathe deeply. And in amongst the wondrous beings that you're breathing in, count in the breath of success. It was most beautiful, this co-creation of Ashtar family. And there are no words to express, so we ask that you feel our expressions of gratitude and appreciation for your willingness to do this, because we do understand that if you just take a look at the idea, the concept, on the surface of it, it might have seemed as though it would be a bit difficult to do. But instead, our scanning indicates that it was a joyful exercise. And that, beloved ones, was our intent, yours and mine, in co-creating this adventure together. And so what will the effect of this be? Wheels are in motion even now. Now, we've spoken previously about the banks. We have spoken previously about Mother Gaia. We did hear some questions about what's going on right now. Well, the weather patterns are changing a bit, aren't they? It might be wise to just figure that the weather patterns as such are in permanent change. We understand your concerns about extremes of heat, and it was not very long ago, as you measured days, that there were concerns about too much water and a lot of coldness in parts of the country. Now the focus seems to be upon not enough water in some parts of the country. It's like a roller coaster, is it not? And all we can tell you is this. All that is necessary to be done by Mother Gaia is being done, but at the same time it is being done in the least destructive way possible. Now here's a little news bulletin for you. You have heard much in the past about those who would control the weather. Well, yes, they have been quite powerful, you know. And there are different ways of controlling the weather. Let us take that storm known as Katrina as an example. Believe you me, there was plenty of human cooperation with that one. Those levees did not break by themselves. And so that which was a storm, a large storm to be sure, which was also amplified by human participation, turned into a disaster. But what has come out of it is once again a revelation that the government speaks out of both sides of its mouth. That's an easy one, too. That's an easy picture, is it not? There was corruption. There was illegality. There was violence. And there was a great deal of greed that came to the surface and still is. And so in its own way, Katrina and all of those who were directly involved in it have served. Because again, the light of truth is shining upon her. Now, the Santa Ana winds will die down, and there will be a putting out of the fires for one reason or another with the human help. And yes, we do see some moisture in the air. Not necessarily tomorrow, but it will come. There are those who are talking about the world running out of water. Well, the changes are happening, and right now there are warnings being issued, not necessarily to put people in fear, but just to let people know that they had better listen up and be aware of the fact that the resources of Mother Gaia need to be conserved, preserved, and shared in a loving manner. There will be plenty of water. There will be a paradise upon the planet, as we have said before. The Garden of Eden. The homecoming. And there will be abundance and plenty for all. But things are appearing to be a bit in shortage at this moment. And this is appropriate because it is a grand awakener. Now you want to know what's going on in the banks? Even more has happened since we spoke of the Rothschilds and their desire to change. You see, there are those who, in the process of waking up, step outside of their box of programming, dark programming, and they look around and they say, we have put some things in motion here that we're going to self-destruct, right along with the others that we have been dominating or making life difficult for. So therefore, we need to reverse. It's another opportunity for a 180, is it not? It is an opportunity to, shall we say, lighten up, make some changes, and the changes will be beneficial to all. And they will save, if you want to use the word, those who have so recklessly endangered the entire planet. Now, Mr. Dick has been quoted as, you know, rattling the sabers again. Oh, we're going to not tolerate anything from Iran. Well, what Mr. Dick is really referring to is the fact that Iran has become quite independent about its oil. Iran is not accepting American dollars for its oil, and its oil is plentiful. And World Opinion is saying to Mr. Dick, back off and leave Iran alone. You have no right to go and invade. And it's become quite evident since the whole debacle in Iraq and Afghanistan before it and so on, that an invasion of Iran really wouldn't be for the reasons that are officially being broadcast in the United States of America. Now, as it is seen in this moment, there have been attempts to start a war. Attempts which Mr. Dick and company had no right to make, but nevertheless, they tried. And just as we told you they would, they tripped over their own feet. They got some adverse publicity. Some publicity, in other words, the light of truth was shining upon their antics, and more people are reading and hearing this. So more and more people, when they heard Mr. Dick's words, because his speech was broadcast and made much of, you know, rattling the sabers, we are the United States of America, we are the most powerful country in the world, and we will do whatever we please to do. Well, Mr. Dick is starting to get the message that the people of the United States of America, that is that which you call we the people, are not pleased to go and invade another country. And you have a grand opportunity in this week on your calendars. And it is a double 9 day. Whoa, that's big. And the double nine, of course, adds up to 18, which is another nine. And that is the triple nine. So powerful for a culmination of the peace effort. And so it's an opportunity to go out into your areas and stand for peace. You don't even have to say anything. If you choose to carry a sign, how about a peace heart? A heart that says peace, or love, or both. Because that says it all. If you stand for peace in a group, it is powerful. If you stand for peace in your own yard, or on your deck of your living space, or whatever, or put a sign in your vehicle, that is powerful. Empower peace, beloveds, and everything else that you want to have, that you desire to have, and that you are so diligently co-creating. Because you know to move beyond want it. You know to move beyond need it. And all of those other things, and you know to just live it and be it and enjoy it. Well, all of those things are with you, especially on a triple nine day. And what else is that day? It is a culmination day. Celebrate the fullness of the moon. This is the time of the full moon, is it not? The culmination of all that you have been creating during this past moon cycle. Now, if you are standing in a group, or if you are standing as a group of one, a part of the one we all are, empower the moment. You can start now and build it and build it and build it. Live it now. We just went to the past as you measure time. Go to the future as you measure time. Put yourself into the triple nine day and start creating it now. It's never too early. And set your intent for absolute peace and freedom and love upon planet Earth. And be a voice and stand up for it. And when you're standing tall, you can breathe it in all the way down through your tum-tum, you know. Feel it and be it. Then spread it, beloved one, spread it. And what a joyful day of days. This day, you call it Saturday. What a day. It is already. And it only can be added to the joy, the love, and the peace that you bring to that day. You can add to it infinitely with your loving energy. And so we suggest that wherever you are, you stand for peace on that day, you breathe it in and beam it out, and let the entire world hear your message. And this, beloved ones, is a grand mission, is it not? It seems as though we keep speaking of more and more to do as a part of the Ashtar family mission. Well, if you have been observing that, you're correct. We do one step, and then we do the next, and then we do the next. And meanwhile, we do our own individual steps. Is that not true? Ah, yes. Those of us in what you call the higher dimensions, on the ships, We have our missions too, and we do one step, and then the next step, and then the next step. We are, just so you know, with you in every moment of all of your endeavors and your creations. And if something doesn't turn out exactly the way you want it to, you know how to go back in time. Perhaps you can put some loving energy into the before it ever happened. And perhaps then you will find in the present that you have the answer or the wisdom of it, and you are free to go on to even greater things because you have that experience that you're not letting it stick in your fields as anything except wisdom and love. Aha! That's a little gem. We just thought we'd put that one in there to add even more to the empowerment of this evening. And so we suggest that you remember that we are one, and as one of our beloved members says, all for one and one for all. You see, we are one. Above all else, we are one. We support you in all of your endeavors. We join with you, heart to heart, love to love. And we simply say, well done, beloveds, well done. You are doing magnificently. And if there is a moment in your time, in your being, when you feel as though you are not empowered to do magnificently, when you feel as though you've gotten into a low space on the roller coaster, you know, a dip, remember we're with you. Remember your mission. Ask for the wisdom and move on up and out. Because, beloved ones, you're here to fly. You're here to be the leaders, and you are. So just get it together, connect with the all you are, and pull yourselves up and out, and be the leader, the beamer, that you came here to be. And so it is, most beloved ones. Again, we thank you and we express our great appreciation and gratitude to you for being here in this gathering tonight and for journeying and creating with us the most awesome of gifts for the world. And so we shall pause one moment.